Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on ghibat and taking care, looking after the tongue. An Abi Abdurrahman Bilal ibn al-Harith al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal inna al-rajul la yitakallamu bi kalimatin min ridwanillahi ta'ala ma kana yadhunnu an tablugha ma balagat yaktubu Allahu lahu biha ridwanahu ila yawmi yalqah. وإن الرجل لا يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله ما كان يظن أن تبلغ ما بلغت يكتب الله له بها سخطه إلى يوم يلقاه. حضرت أبو عبد الرحمن بلال بن الحارث المزني رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person utters a word that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without him realizing its full implication. He said one word, but he didn't realize what that implication of that word was. Due to which Allah Pak records his pleasure for him until the day he meets Allah. In other words, he says a nice word, a good word, a kind word, a word that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't realize what was the implication of it. But this word of his, this good word, this kind word, maybe it was a word that was used also to create love, to create muhabbat, to unite two brothers, to unite two families. Whatever it was some good word that this person may have said. But it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that right up till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak records his pleasure for him. A person, on the other hand, utters a word that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without him realizing its full implication, due to which Allah ta'ala records his wrath against him until the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person may make a statement, he doesn't realize it, that I didn't deserve this to happen to me, why it happened to me. A person may say something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may say something that may cause problems. He's not careful of his speech. And he's saying this, not realizing what is the full implication. But that word angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that Allah Pak's anger is recorded for this person right up till the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful about our speech. Hazrat Ibn Abdul Barr, rahmatullah alayhi, said that this hadith refers to the speech before an oppressive ruler, which is either meant to please or caution him. In other words, a person in front of an oppressive ruler, he said words. Allah Pak was so pleased. In other words, he said what he needed to say. He didn't mince his words or anything, but he said it in such a nice way that what he needed to say, he said. So his man is putting his life at stake, because in front of an oppressive ruler, it is very likely that person will be harmed by his oppressiveness. But despite that, he's saying these type of words. Allah Pak is so pleased that this man has said such a thing. Allah Pak has reward his goodness for him, his pleasure for him, right up till the day he meets him. And on the other hand, that a person in front of an oppressive person, oppressive ruler, he says something that can displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, obviously, in a general sense, a person says something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can happen that he tries to praise and impress people, or he says something that generally will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he says something just to impress someone, but in the same time he's displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that now will get the constant anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right up till he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa an Sulaiman wa an Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu qala qultu ya Rasulallah hadithni bi amrin a'tasimu bihi qal qul rabbi Allah thumma istaqim qultu ya Rasulallah ma akhwafu ما تخاف عليها فأخذ بلسان نفسي ثم قال هذا رواه الترمذي. هذا سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه narrates, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something which I could hold on to. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this sahaba would come and he would say, tell me something that I can hold on firmly to. So this is when he came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, say, my sustainer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul Rabbi Allah. Say that my sustainer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, bring tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thumma istaqim, and remain firm on this tawheed, in the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain firm upon it. So he mentions, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the thing which you fear most for me? What is the thing which you fear most for me? In other words, I must be very, very careful about. What's the thing I must be very careful about? What is the thing that you fear most for me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held his tongue and said this. This is the thing that I fear most. In other words, his tongue is such a thing that we have to be ultra careful, extra careful. And explains this, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. those people that say our sustainer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and are then steadfast, angels shall surely descend upon them, neither have any fear, neither they have any fear nor grief, and they rejoice about the Jannah, about paradise that you have been promised. So these angels come and they tell them, neither have any fear, don't have any fear. In other words, angel telling them, don't have any fear or any grief, and rejoice about the Jannah that you have been promised. And Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله تعالى قسوة للقلب وإن أبعد الناس من الله تعالى القلب القاسي. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not talk much without remembering Allah ta'ala, because much talk without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the heart to become hard. So it causes hard-heartedness. Those furthest away from Allah ta'ala are those who are hard-hearted. This thing we should remember, that very often it happens, people are having a braai, start talking about this and talking about that. Sometimes friends just meet, or they go to the restaurant, or somewhere they just meet casually, and now they start talking and talking and talking. This hadith is warning us that do not talk much without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every speech that we have, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside, bring akhirat inside, talk about the life of the year after. So now this what will happen, it will moderate that speech, it will keep that speech into check, into balance. Otherwise people will just talk and talk and talk as if there is no tomorrow, there is no journey of ours that we are moving towards. And this in turn causes the hard-heartedness of the heart. The heart becomes very, very hard. And now this is something that is very, very dangerous. So here this hadith is teaching us that don't engage in much speech except that you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore a very good thing also is a person should try and keep a tasbih with him. Tasbih now is a good reminder that I need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need to be careful of Allah. I need to be careful and mindful about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And am I obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I bringing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So when he got a tasbih with him, now constantly he is reminded to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not, at least a person should try and read some tilawat of Quran. Read something, but occupy himself with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My late grandfather, Allah Pakfal, his kabar would know, he used to often say that when a person is not, he's sitting and he's not doing anything, or he's waiting, or he's maybe somewhere, but he's not actively involved in doing something constructive, then at least at that time what he should do is recite Durood Sharif. Just keep reciting Durood Sharif. A time will come when the Durood Sharif will help you. And it's something that is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in other words, don't even allow those few moments that you're sitting, a person may be in a waiting room, in a waiting lounge, he may be waiting for an appointment, or the person may be just sitting in his car, person may be on the way to the masjid. Instead of just wasting that time, whiling the time on the radio or talking some other stories, at least the person reciting Durood Sharif, how great a reward there is than doing anything else or wasting time with something else that is not virtuous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and make your amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.